Zimbabwe, welcome. Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to this special edition of the 2024 U.S. elections. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. I am your host, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C.
Millions of people have voted in the United States with the presidential candidates, former President Donald Trump of the Republican Party and Vice President Kamala Harris of the Democratic Party, battling it out in what is believed to be a closely contested election.
The other presidential candidates are Jill Stein of the Green Party, Libertarian Party candidate Chase Oliver, Independentist Cornel West, and Robert F. Kennedy, who dropped out of the race and endorsed Donald Trump, but is still on almost most of the state ballots.
In addition to the presidential election, all 435 seats in the House of Representatives and 34 of the 100 Senate seats are up for grabs. 11 out of 50 states will also be electing new governors. In all, there are more than 5,000 local, state, and federal races this year. As of September 2024, more than 186 million Americans were registered to vote.
U.S. presidents are elected on the basis of what is known as an electoral college, which has 538 electors. 270 electoral votes are needed to win the presidency. The popular vote, it does not result in a presidential win. If no other candidate wins, the minimum 270 electoral votes, the U.S. House of Representatives elects the president.
There are what are regarded as a battleground or swing states, where voters are divided between Democrats and Republicans. They are Arizona with 11 electoral votes, Georgia 16 electoral votes, Michigan 15, Nevada 6, North Carolina 16, Pennsylvania 19, and Wisconsin with 10.
Now we are having this live coverage throughout the whole country, and we're joined by our reporter Ivan Zininga, who is in Dallas, Texas. Evans, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you today?
Well, we're very fine. And how are things going there?
It's been a very crazy week out here in Texas, starting off with heavy rains and very eruptive weather when the elections started, with the early votes and all that's been going on. And of course, you know, the battle has been very tough with the two big parties, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, battling it out in a big way.
Of course, there were concerns, Evans, by the FBI that there were bomb threats in some states, and they are alleging that the Russians are behind this. Were there any disturbances in Texas?
Nothing visible to people we have seen. I went around most of the polling stations here in Dallas and talking to other people in Houston and other areas around the state. Nowhere we have seen any reports of anything to do with violence or possibilities of any threats.
So people were voting there. Were there some kind of issues concerning ballot papers, you know, all those sort of things?
The only issue that was raised at one of the polling stations where I went was one of the voters trying to walk in wearing their party regalia, which they were not allowed to do. Other than that, most places were very quiet. And also, you may want to know that of the 18.6 million people that were registered to vote here in Texas, half of them had already voted. through the early vote program, so it was not many people left to the rest of the voting today.
Siyabona ukuthi ke kuningi okwenzakalayo lapha ngasikhangela blessing ukuthi abantu sebevotile ezigabeni singathi zonke okwamanje ke kulezinye izigaba lapho sesibona khona songena ama-results singasikhuluma kunje sizalokhe sitshela abantu ukuthi kuhamba njani kodwa kumele libe kwazi ukuthi ke unkosikazi Kamala Harris Harris ukungilana lo mnumzana Donald Trump wayengumongameli wemelika so khonokho ke abantu bakhangelele kakhulu ukuthi bebone ukuthi kuyahamba njani. So bazobuya ukuthi kulabanye njalo abancintisa ukhetho lolu umunye wabo nguJill Stein weGreen Party, kuzobuya loLibertarian Party uChess Oliver, nabanye abangama-independence uCornel West, kuzobuya ke lo mnumzana Robert F. Kennedy. So uKennedy waphuma kurace uzakhumbula ke place ngonapho kodwa endosa umnumzana Trump. Kulokuthi akhitshwe kuma-ballot papers lokhe khona kunjalo.
Honguka Gibbs kune vachangoti bata tiri kutaura nezvesarudzo dziri kuitwa muAmerica yemutungamiri wenyika senators uyewo ye House of Representatives zviri kubuda musarudzo pari zvino zvakamira zvakadai so vaTrump vakatungamira vaane 230 electoral votes Donald Trump Republican Party 230 electoral votes and Kamala Harris 187 kuti munhu akunde musarudzo idzi anofanira kunge aine 270 zvichireva kuti vaTrump vave pedyo nekuti vange vachikunda musarudzo idzi ndo zviri kubuda musarudzo at the moment for those of you who are just joining us this is a special live broadcast coming to you from the Voice of America and what we are getting at the moment is that former President Donald Trump has 230 electoral votes and Kamala Harris 187 and for one to win the elections they just need 270. So President, former President Trump is getting closer and I don't know if we can go to one of our reporters, Gibbs.
Yes, singazi ukuthi utaboka uyasizwa yini khona ngale phansi lapha khona ngibona zana salungisela nje ukuthi angene uhlelo ngibona zana ngasizwa kuhle so khonapho ke Evans where you are people celebrating what are they doing because it seems as if Texas went red.
There are watch parties across all the towns here, most counties. The Democrats have watch parties, they have one big watch party going on, and the Republicans also have another big watch party going on. I passed through both places on my way here, and you can see with the morale that people have, you can tell with the noises they are making, they are honking, they are raising flags, they are singing and dancing. It's a party here in Texas today.
Yeah, pleasure.
Yeah, there was also another seat event that was closely watched, featuring Senator Ted Cruz. How did that go?
That one was a very interesting one because I was just watching just now the speech given by Ted Cruz after taking the seat. He says there was no way the Republicans were going to take that seat from them. He says they've held on to it all this time and they were not going to give a chance at all now. So it was a whole lot of drama based on the fact that he was running to get a third term on this seat against the Democrats who have not had an opportunity to get that seat since 1993. That's a long time.
Yes, kunapho ke Evans njengoba ekhuluma konje siyakwazi ukuthi ke kungazani ke kunengi okhona esingathi sikwenze utaboka ukuphansi khona ngale khonapha ke eVOA besamthi simlethe size ukuthi uthini wakhethelolu namhlanje sike sizwe ngaye khona ngale ukuthi ngabe sithini besamthi simngeze ngemtshina yethu kodwa sesiyamzama futhi ngamafoni ukuthi simuze ukuthi uthini nxa singamtshayela umakhalekhukhwini so sizathi simzame khona manje kodwa singakayikhona blessing siyabona ukuthi umnumzana Donald Trump khona manje iVOA yabika lapho ukuthi sele 230 electoral votes. Kuthi ngazuza ke angu 40. Eh ngazuza 40 yawu 30 isihlalo sika president. Kuba sithi ke unkosikazi Kamala Harris ule 187 electoral votes. So lokho kule sigaba ezinyenge sibili ezingaka kubalwa. Lapha sikhuluma nge Nevada, Arizona, kuzobuya ke Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, kuzobuya le Virginia la akaviso. Kuzobuya ke lezinye nje izigaba ezingani ziqhathekile. Michigan la ngiqambile. So ke le Nevada. So ke kukhanyazani ke okwamanje uDonald Trump uyakhokhela. Kodwa ke unkosikazi Kamala Harris lokho le thuba nje ukuthi engazama lapha nalapha singazi kodwa enxa ngasine nqobile. Kuya ngokuthi ngubani ozanqoba kuma states onalawa angazani asikwazi ukuthi kuhamba njani. So ngingazi ke ukuthi uTaboka uyasibona yini. Taboka uyasizwa khona ngapha. Hello Taboka? Yeah. Yeah, kukhanya ngazani ke kayenelisa uTandile.
Also Anthony, right?
Yeah. So what is zami ke Anthony sizwa ukuthi lojaka lapha ke ukuthiwa ngu-Anthony ukhona ngale ke estate of Georgia. Sifuna ukuzwa ukuthi yena uyathini. Ngizama ukuthi umlethe khonapho ukuthi sizwa. Anthony, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Oh, how are you? Over to you, Blessing.
Thank you so much. That's our VOA, English to Africa. Anthony Labruto, he is in Georgia, one of the swing states. Anthony, what is happening in Georgia at the moment?
So, absolutely. So right now, votes are being counted as we speak right behind me in the Cobb County Voting Center for the entire county of for Cobb County, actually. So all of the votes that have come from the 148 precincts will now be coming here to be counted, to be tabulated, and then this is where we will eventually see a victor proclaimed for George, like you were mentioning, 16 electoral votes going to either Vice President Kamala Harris or former President Donald Trump.
So now, how is the situation like? How is it going right now, as far as you see?
As far as I can see so far, there really hasn't been much in the way of that anxiety or really that that election potentially election interference as some had claimed in the beginning. The police presence is around us making sure that everything is safe. The police presence is actually in there along with the vote counters. This has become a really, really safe and secure process. Votes come in, they are immediately distributed to people who will then open them, mark them. If there are any duplications or if there are any missteps in potential ballots, they are then sorted, stratified amongst these poll workers here as well. Really an easy process. I'm sure as we had seen in 2020 and 2016, particularly in Georgia, these long lines, infrequent results that result in really, really long delays. But this election so far, early voting has really, really been a big thing. Around 60% of Cobb County had voted early before they had actually voted for election day. So definitely a really, really easy process. Unlike, I guess, my colleague in Texas, the process itself has been a very easy.
Any indication as to when they'll announce the full results?
No indication as of yet. The last update that we had gotten was that about 25% of the voting precincts were in at this particular county. Certainly going to be a little bit longer before we hear a little bit more about this. Right behind me, actually, specifically, the absentee vote counts. So there's definitely going to be, they're still counting absentee, still counting in some of those early votes as well. So certainly going to be a little bit of a long time before we hear. I'm expecting probably by the early morning we'll have, early morning, at least in the United States, mm-hmm. we'll have a little bit more of an indication as to who will be the victor here.
Mm-hmm.
So now looking at the vote counting, are they using machines? Is it a hand count? What's going on exactly?
Absolutely. So votes in the state of Georgia are actually all being hand counted. But if you'll see behind me, it's actually a little bit of an interesting kind of system that they have here. So they come in, they are hand counted by an election poll worker, and then if there's anything, they are then actually tabulated into an electronic system, which will then be sent to the Secretary of State. He then makes the call for the state itself. But then actually, as you can see definitely behind me, there's definitely still a lot of ballots coming in. If there are any questions, poll workers can kind of flag an observer, an another election worker with any issues they might have with the ballot itself. It's really been a surprisingly transparent process, actually, that we've been able to actually see in and see these votes being counted in the United States.
Yeah, and we're told that there are some first-time voters. Are you one of them?
So I was actually a first-time voter in Washington, D.C. itself. I had voted in my previous home state of New Hampshire for a couple of elections. But in D.C., I'd had the chance to cast my first ballot actually live on television, kind of a fun process. But it was a really, really easy being able to go in, register all on the same day for early voting, and then cast the ballot ahead of time, know that it was safe and secure. I was able to speak with an election official who was able to kind of walk me through. But I'd also spoken to a couple of first-time voters here in Georgia that were really, really excited to be able to cast their ballots in a particularly consequential election. Both had really said that it was more of a civic duty, that they had really done a lot of their research, and they were very, very happy to be participating in something like this.
And in terms of turnout, how was it like compared to 2020?
Turnout in this particular county, for Cobb County, was at an all-time high. We'd spoken to an election official earlier that it was 78.3% of the total voting electorate here in Cobb County turned out for this particular election, really blowing away numbers in 2020, in 2016. I think both candidates, former President Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, really hammering the importance of this election. I think voters really turned out to kind of match their energy.
And for people who are not Americans, why is Georgia so important in this election or in any U.S. election? Why is it so important?
Like you had mentioned, Georgia is a swing state, but really the swing state of this really comes from those 16 electoral votes. These 16 votes will be the key to either former President Donald Trump or Kamala Harris winning the presidency. Both have really crisscrossed the state, really trying to make inroads on the other's progress here. It had been a Republican-dominated state for the better part of 50 years, but then suddenly Joe Biden won it in 2020 by a razor-thin margin, just 0.2%. So it really has opened up a wide electorate here in the state between Democrats and Republicans. A lot of different demographics, and particularly a lot of Africans, too, have moved to the state and are now influencing the state's long-held politics to a more, as you say, kind of purplish, which is a mixture of the Democrats' Blue Party and the Reds' Republican Party.
Thank you very much. And stay on the line. Don't go too far. We're going to come back to you, eh?
Absolutely.
Thank you for the moment. I think maybe Taboka can hear us now. Taboka, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Certainly. That looks good. Maybe Blessing.
Yes, Taboka, you are on the electoral map. Tell us what is happening at the moment. Who is leading?
At the moment, as we can see, Trump is leading with 230, and Kamala Harris is trailing with 205. But to note is that if you compare 2024 and 2020, you'll realize that most of these states still remain blue or red, and you can tell that we still don't have any results from mostly the swing states, which are the ones that we are looking for. That will be the one that will determine the winner for the election. Thank you, Blessing.
And Mr. Trump is only 40 electoral votes away from winning. He has already won in North Carolina. So technically, if he wins in Pennsylvania, Arizona, Pennsylvania with 19 votes, 19 electoral votes, and then Arizona with 11, he will be getting close, right? He needs about roughly three swing states.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see as soon as we get Shinkupaku swing states. But if you want to Shlinge Shaka Mira Say, I see as you said, Shaka Shitake Shaka Mira Say, I see Chokan in the Chokoti, Pane Makuiki, I see, and I say. vasi va Trump vane kuvarura kuti vava padhuze dhuze nekuti vange vachisvika.
Amai Kamala Harris, tiri kuona kuti vatanga vari kumashure, zviri kukonzerwa neizvi, vatanga kuverenga kwanga kuchikunda maRepublicans kana kuti kwavanowanzokunda here, kana kuti zviri kureva kuti vaTrump vanenge vaita zvakasingatarisirwa.
Tikatarisa zvekare tichidzokera kumashure pamakore apfuura, tikatarisa tiri kuona kuti nzvimbo dzatorwa navaTrump dziri kuratidza kuti dzakafanana zvekare nedzimwe dzavakange vanadzo gore ra2020. Gore rino zvinoreva izvo kuti inyaya yekuti ndiko kwatanga kupedza kuvhota uyezve ndiko kwatanga kuverengwa kupedza kuverengwa mavhoti, asi tiri kuona kuti nzvimbo dzanga dziri idzo dzaadziri dzeblue dzemademokrats dziri kuratidza kuti dzakawanda dzacho ndidzo zvekare dzatorwa naamai Harris nhasa.
Ye, tavaka siyabona kuti uku electoral map kurapa kusite kuti kwenzakarani kurapa.
Kule electoral map lapa kutengeswa kuti ama mumuzana Donald Trump onguye waingo mongameli nguye okokera ena pana ele 230 kuti unkosikazi Kamala Harris yena elandela ele 205 kodwa nxa singakhayela lapha siyakunanzelela ukuthi unkosikazi Harris uqalise esemuva kakhulu, kodwa ungani usesandela laye laphana ngenxa yokuthi singakhayela indawo okuqale ukuthi kuqede ukubalwa amavoti yindawo ezi izo ebesingabantu ebesingamlungana Trump sithingene njalo ukuthi lokho yikho okwakusenzakala njalo ngomnyaka ka-2020 nxa sikhangela kumap yethu lapha siyakunanzelela ukuthi indawo eziyizo ezavotela-ke umnumzana Trump kumbe i-Republican Party ngo-2020 yizo njalo ezifanayo ezivotele Republican Party ngo-2024. Kuyikho njalo okufanayo nxa sikhangela njalo ibandla lama-Democratic Party ukuthi indawo ezizo ezavotayo ngomnyaka ka-2020 yizo njalo ezinjalo. Sikhalela ukuthi indawo esezisele ukuthi zibuyeke ezifanana le-Georgia, i-Pennsylvania, le-Wisconsin akanye lezinye ama-swing states yizo ezizakwaka-ke ezitengisa ukuthi ubani ozanqoba kulelo khetho.
Ukuthi bathini? Bathi ukhetho lolu vele lungaphela nini ukuthi kubalwe? Akuyezwa khona futhi bathini?
Akukacaci kuhle kuhle, kodwa njengesikubonayo lapha kuqhubekela phambili sibili impumela iphuma. Kusikhathana kumahola amalutshana edluleyo kuyakhanya sibili ukuthi impumela iqhubekela phambili ifike laphana, njalo imephi yethu iqhubekela phambili nje ishintsha isifa okutsha okwenzakalayo okuthi ngesikhathi siqeda lolu hlelo kungaba sekufike esibangeni sokuthi ukuza kuba maybe sekucacile ukuthi ubani ongabe aphuma laphana enguye ophambili kulolu khetho, kodwa asazi ukuthi kuzaphangisa kangakanani.
Ye, plus ngiqhubeka kolamba mfowethu lo Taboka.
Taboka, of course, what is coming out at the moment is that former President Donald Trump just needs 40 electoral votes to win this election, and Vice President Kamala Harris needs 65, and I think like what many pollsters had predicted, it's clear that the swing states will determine who is going to win this election, right?
Yes, that's very true. If you refer back to 2020, you realize that most of these states that the swing states are the ones that are going to determine the results, because you will see that former President Trump is leading because most of the states that are always Republican are the ones that got results earlier than most of the blue states. So we are looking forward to getting results from the swing states, which are the ones that are going to determine the results for this election. But we see that President Trump is quite close to getting to 270, not knowing what will happen in the swing states. As you know, these are states that are you can never really determine which side they'll fall on. So it's really a tight race where if Trump manages to get something like 40, he will have won.
Yeah, ngaso sikhangele lapho ke taboka abantu abakwazi ukuthi ama electoral votes khona ku kuyina kubathele khona lapho ukuthi vele kuyini.
Yeah, ngaso sikhangele lapha ama electoral votes singakhangela ukhetho lweMelika luveza ukuthi umongameli kakhethwa ngobuningi bamavoti abantu abayabe bevote ke ngosuku lokhetho kumbe abavota kungakangenwa kukhetho kodwa kule abantu abakhethwayo bevela ezigabeni ezithiyeshiyeneyo abayibo abathiwa ngama-electors njengalapha singakhangela-ke kumap yethu sikhangele iPennsylvania iyabe ilabantu abafika 19 bona lama-electoral votes abayibo abaza kuba sebezahamba-ke behlangana ndawonye beyibo abavotayo bevota-ke bemele isigaba sabo njenge-Pennsylvania kuthi-ke ezinye indawo ezifana le-Minnesota yabe i-electoral votes afika wona alitshumi kuyaba kungabantu abazahamba-ke bevota bemele leso sigaba okutsho-ke ukuthi umuntu ulakho ukuthi athole amavoti amaningi esigabeni esifana sithi i-Colorado elabantu abaza kuba ezakuya ku ubeza kuyavota nge-electoral college abalitshumi kodwa-ke nxa sesikhangela ukuthi kulezinye izigaba eziyabe zizakuba lama-electoral votes amaningi afana le-California ukuthi ilama-electoral votes afika wona 54 okutho ukuthi umuntu uyenelisa ukuthi athathe izigaba ezine ezintathu kodwa izigaba lezi zingalingani lesigaba se-California njengasukubana lapho ukuthi umuntu ama-electoral votes ayakhona ukuthi atholakale malishana kwezinye indawo emaningi lokhu kuyokutho ukuthi umuntu uyenelisa ukuthi avotelwe ngabantu abaningi lapha emelika izizalwane zemelika eziningi kodwa engabi nguye onqobayo ukhetho njengoba kusenzakala ukuthi kube sekushiyana-ke nxa sekubuya lapha ku-electoral vote.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu-ke taboka ubambe khonapho-ke ongakhathanga. Let's go back to Mr. Anthony Lubrota. Maybe you can continue with him.
Anthony, the voting continues in Georgia, right? And it appears from the look of things, it's now going to be very exciting because if Mr. Trump carries Georgia, it is 16 electoral votes, and then Pennsylvania, that is a path to victory. It's likely that it will pass through Georgia with 16, Pennsylvania 19. Then he can afford to win, you know, say Nevada with only 6 electoral votes. That is a path to victory. And already he has won in North Carolina, another swing state. So out of the 7, is now 1 out of those 7. North Carolina is gone to Mr. Trump, and Georgia is crucial, like in the last elections, right?
Yes, it has been. I mean, as we saw in 2020, it really, really has become a focal point to finding that victory, that magic number to 270. Like you were saying, you know, it's places like this, it's suburban, it's the suburban counties, which is surround the metropolitan Atlanta city center, that really are a lot of the, I guess you could say, the swingiest parts of the state, or, you know, the counties that actually have flipped, you know, voted for Joe Biden, voted for Donald Trump. It really, really will come down to particularly these places that we will see, you know, the whole state reflected in the final vote tabulation.
Just look at the people who cast their votes today on election day and the early voters. What are the numbers like? Did people cast their ballots early, or more people turned out to vote today? What was it like?
So about 60% of the county where I am actually voted early. So this was in the days leading up to the election. I believe here in Georgia it was the weekend was the kind of the break in between when the early voting stopped and then once the actual election day voting started. In D.C., it was right up until the very end, right up until that Sunday, actually, before early voting concluded. But of the state's 5 million